Hello, and welcome to the Disruptive Author. We're at issue 9, and today I'm talking to one of our disruptive authors, Cindy Corey. Welcome, Cindy.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So, as we've done in the past, we are going to talk about a few different things about your writing and where you've come from, where you're heading, and of course we'll wind up by just letting people know where they can connect with you if they feel that they would like to do that. And I'm going to just start by asking for the readers, I know your background of course, but just for the readers and for the listeners, tell us about your author journey. When did you first become a published author, and what made you decide to go down that path?
I first became a published author when the first edition of Parenting on the Spectrum came out. Was it 2016?
Actually, 2016 was when we were putting it together. Yeah, 2016 we launched. 5 years.
Time's gone so quickly. That's insane. Yes.
Totally. I know. It was so good. I love that I got to meet you and, you know, just putting that project together, you know, the quality of the people that contributed to that book was phenomenal.
It was a great experience. And I've loved writing from, like, ever since I was a little kid. But that experience in particular was so important for me at the time, because we were going through the establishment of a school for kids on the autism spectrum, which has now been open for 5 years, which is incredible. So, at the time, a lot of what I was writing about in that book was around those very early experiences that we were having as a family, and how that really shaped the way that we work together as a family, what our priorities are, how we spent our energy and our time and our resources. But then also how that experience also shaped what we were doing for the autism community more broadly. So that being able to put all of those experiences down in words is a really important, I think, process for myself. But as well, glad that it's been able to help lots of other families who have just needed to pick something up and read something at the end of the day and know that, you know, the things that they're thinking about and experiencing are pretty normal.
And they're not alone.
No.
So tell me, was becoming a published author, was that like you mentioned that you've loved writing since you were little, but was it actually a dream for you to become published, or was it part of a bigger picture? Because you've also mentioned, you know, the school, what was happening at the time, you know, sort of, and how it aligned with that. Or was becoming an author just something that happened?
It kind of just happened. I mean, I've loved writing, and I think everybody at some point in their life kind of goes, oh, I should write a book, you know. But, and it's kind of this little whimsical thought that we all kind of have from time to time, but didn't ever think it was that writing could be something that could continue to be a part of my life as an adult. I think when we're kids, we like to write. We write journals and we write stories, and a lot of that perpetuated through our experiences in education. We write letters to our friends, or we did back when I was a kid. But, you know, those sorts of things really were great little special experiences for me, because I loved writing. But I didn't know or didn't think that I could do that in my life as an adult. And I think that for those of us growing up in a time where writing was the way that we used to communicate with everybody, it kind of got lost in the years, especially in my 20s and my 30s. You know, the writing became either part of learning. So, you know, when I was at uni, of course, there was a lot of writing involved then. But
totally,
not the type of writing that I was enjoying and that I loved. And I thought that kind of opportunity was gone until Parenting on the Spectrum came around. And when we met and you'd asked me to contribute, I was like, oh, well, okay, but I haven't written like that for, you know, so long. And but it really reignited that that type of writing, and how much, and since that experience, just how much I've wanted that to continue in my life. And so I've sort of been looking since then at ways to keep incorporating writing into my work and what I do, so that I can love work more, I can enjoy it more, but also so I can hone my craft a little bit and just keep getting better. Because I think with writing, it's not something that comes naturally, well, it might for some people, but not for everybody. And certainly not. The more you do it, you know, the easier it is for you to get those things out of your head and onto a piece of paper or onto a screen. So I really enjoy it, and I do, you know, I do really respect its role a little bit in my life as well. So I, you know, always want to try and make space for it.
Totally. So you mentioned the parenting a child on the spectrum. So and you mentioned where you were at with your family at that stage and the school. The second edition, you came back, and that was the book, Where Are They Now? Which was just building on the first, and, you know, that was the result of people saying, well, what's happening with these families? What's going on? And yeah. At that stage, you wrote about the progress that you'd made. Tell us about your actual story, you know, about your life. So what did you actually write about?
In the second edition?
Oh, you just, what have you written about? So, like, we've mentioned it. Yeah. Tell us more about your actual story. What is happening in your life?
So we established the school and it opened, and then the second edition of Parenting a Child on the Spectrum, I talked about what was happening in that space and what was happening in our community. We've also had some very interesting experiences in our family with health, particularly me, mm-hmm. and the way that that shaped my view on how I want to spend my time and my energy. And it really honed in for me that being able to love your work, where you put all of your time and energy, and I am just one of those people that's always going to put all of the time and the energy into their work. It's just my thing, right?
I can relate, yes.
So if that's going to happen, I might as well freaking love it. So,
yes, totally.
So yep. Writing for me should be a part of that. And so I've tried over the last couple of years to really find out what that looks like for me, and just very recently I've been able to really hone in what that is. And that's involved me being able to do incredible work both in my community leadership life but also in my professional life around things like helping businesses tell their story. You know, behind every business, whether it's big or small, is someone who had an idea, who gave up everything, who put everything into you know, a seed that grew, and what does that do for their strategic plans? What does that do for their branding? How do they share about who they are and what their business is with the rest of the world? And so for me, being able to do that storytelling side of both strategic planning and brand strategy is something that I really, really come into and had a lot of interest and success with recently. So been doing a lot of work in that space. I love doing the creative stuff as well. I love being able to listen to people's ideas and really try and bring it all together in a written way that they can share. And so, you know, one of the big projects I'm working on at the moment is a 12-month media campaign. Like, I never in my life thought I'd be writing a media campaign, but I absolutely loved it. It's awesome. Such a great project, and I can't wait to see it roll out eventually. But just being able to put something together to show people this is where we're going, to bring people on a journey and use storytelling to do that.
That's the thing about storytelling, isn't
super,
it?
It's just super a big part exciting of it. To do. So I really enjoyed doing those things. And sometimes I get asked to write you know, blogs and bits and pieces for particular topics or particular media outlets and whatnot, but I really do love being able to tell people stories. And so working with businesses, doing that branding work, and with other community organizations, that's been a big focus for me.
So even in line with that, the story of the Sycamore School, you were walked into the independent schooling board because you weren't happy with your options for educating your son. And they said to you jokingly, you could start your own school. And you went, well, how would I do that? Next minute, you've got a school up and running. And just that story alone is remarkable. And so many businesses do have some sort of a background, some sort of, there's turning points, there's things that come up that make people move in a particular direction and dig in deep, you know, and find what they need to find to actually grow something of value. I really love, one of my top values is community. So I actually love, you are like the embodiment of that for me with the work that you do, have always done since I met you. You don't just think about yourself. You're always thinking of the bigger picture at the same time and looking at how is this impacting and how can I make a difference, which I think is a wonderful way to approach life. And it's people like you, in my opinion, that leave positive legacies. And I think as a community, we need to talk more about legacy. I see that you're sitting on 4 boards at the moment. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yes, I am.
Because there's a bit of work in there.
Crazy. So I sit on the Sycamore board. I sit on our local Chamber of Commerce. I sit on a national advisory group that is made up of all the sort of peak autism organisations in the country. And we do a lot of policy and advocacy work on that board. And then I've recently just joined a board at Griffith University, advisory board for Griffith University. So they all keep me, on my toes. Out of trouble.
Totally. Yes, yeah. And I mean, you know, you've got a family, you've got a partner, you've got enough going on in your life, your business. So yes, to be doing that and working at that level is quite remarkable. Do you plan to write more books?
I would normally say I'd like to, but there's a fire in my belly at the moment, and I really think it's really gonna start to frustrate me. A better word. When you've got that fire in your belly, you're like, I've got to do something really soon. I'm actually kind of waiting for that lull that kind of happens in December, January for me to really spend some time in the sun with my laptop outside and really try and put some things to words, things that are floating around in my head, ideas about things that I want to write about. You know, a few months ago, I was actually looking for a book to read. I was sick of watching Netflix. And I was like, I need a book. I need to read a book. And I looked and I looked and I was like, oh, do I want to read about people? Do I want to read about, oh, I don't really, just don't know. And I sort of felt like I couldn't find the book that I wanted to read.
Yeah. That's why I say there's not enough books in the world.
No.
There's millions and millions of them, probably billions, but there really is not enough books. Yeah.
But there just isn't. So I couldn't find what I wanted to read and I thought, well, fuck it, I'll just write what I want to read. And
great.
And I think I'm hoping that towards the end of the year I'll get to spend some time doing that.
That's wonderful. Which leads me to the final question for those people who are interested in what you are writing about next. How can people connect with you? Where can they get a hold of you?
Reach out to me on Facebook, really, probably the best way. And you can send me a message through Messenger and then I'm happy to connect with you that way. I think it's probably the easiest and the best way and the quickest way. Keen to hear what people want to read about, I guess.
Beautiful. Okay, well, I'm going to wind up for today. Thank you so much for your time. I'm so pleased that that the universe brought us together. And that we got to work together, and I've just always been so inspired by what you do and how you approach things, the challenges that you've had in your life, the good things that have come up in your life, just the way you take opportunity and you run with it. You've got a very fast, I want to say you've got a high-powered computer going on up there that, you know, I can see the synapses happening when you're thinking about something, and it's actually quite inspiring to watch. So I think for those people that are listening today or watching the video today, I would encourage you to connect with Cindy and just watch and see what happens and see what it inspires for you. But that's it for today. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much, Deb.